The Bird Show.
She hasn't spoken to her father in over a month, and now she's about to go see him, and she's got mixed feelings about it. So, Katie, what you got lined up for next week, babe?
Well, I'm planning a surprise trip, and the surprise trip is to go see my brothers and my father. However,
really quick, for those that don't know the history here, like a 30-second recap.
Basically, I didn't grow up with my brothers on my dad's side. I'm an only child on my mom's side, but on my dad's side, he has two other kids, which are my brothers. And I didn't really grow up with them until, like, what was it? High school-ish. Found them, reconnected, and we've been trying to build a relationship ever since.
Because that's a long time to go, like, through some very formidable years without, like, your biological dad and without siblings.
Yes, and I always yearned for that relationship growing up. Like, I always wanted to have siblings. You know, I was that kid. Mom. You know? So when I was able to start building that relationship, I was excited. But then also with my father, I always, you know, wanted that as well. But it's been weird. Our relationship has, I don't know, we have moments where things were going great. And I thought that, you know, we were getting somewhere and bonding. And then there's moments where we'll go months without even speaking to one another.
It probably feels like it should be effortless, right? Because this is my dad. Like, he should want to talk to me. He should want to see me. So when you started to rekindle that relationship, or not even rekindle it, but just kindle it to begin with.
Right.
I don't even.
Just to kindle.
Yeah, just getting the kindle going. I'm sure you thought, or there's an expectation there that once that contact has been made, it'll be easy to maintain. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yes. And so, like, a couple of weeks ago, actually a month or so ago, I came on here and I talked about how the relationship has basically died off. And I felt like I was the bad child. You know, like, I felt like, is it because I'm not putting enough effort? But for me, the straw was when he forgot my birthday. And I was like, all right, no.
Yeah, no.
You're like, come on now. Mm-hmm. But I felt bad because I was like, well, maybe I should have reached out more, and then maybe he would have reached out and wouldn't have forgot, and all these little things. And I started beating myself up over it to the point where I just was like, I felt like I needed to do more, and then I realized maybe I shouldn't, right?
Now,
and I backed off.
I agree there needs to be effort on both parts. I mean, you're both adults. There has to be effort from both parties in order to make this, you know, be a successful father-daughter relationship. However, he is the dad. He is the elder. And being a parent now myself and having that unconditional love for my son, I feel like if there's anybody who needs to go to greater lengths, it's your dad.
Right. Right. Okay. That makes me feel better. Anyway,
as the child, you didn't choose to be here.
Yeah.
Right. And I still love him.
Of course.
You know, like, that's my dad. I still love him. So that's why I want to go take this trip, because I haven't, like, physically seen my dad in well over 2 years. Physically. And then I haven't spoken to him in over a month. And so I want to go and say, hey, let's spend some time together. But I don't know how he's going to take to it, because it is a surprise. It's not like I'm giving him a heads up, like, hey, what are you doing? I know. I'm just going to be like, surprise, I'm here. Let's make something happen. And I'm nervous about that, because I don't know if he's going to feel the same. Like, I'm glad my daughter's here, or, oh, why are you here?
Why'd you? Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, you can sit here, and I would do the same thing. I apologize for just doing that into the microphone. You could sit here and work yourself into a tizzy with these different scenarios in your head. It's so much easier said than done. You're not going to know till you get there. Obviously, your brothers know your dad really well, and I'm sure they wouldn't have you come on this trip with them if they thought your dad would have a poor response, right?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope not, like, that they wouldn't.
I said that as a question, but I meant it more as a statement. I really don't think your brothers would put you in that position. So I would go into it. I would go into it with being cautiously optimistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel more comfortable having an out, like having a back out plan, I think that's wise too. Because if you get there and you're not feeling welcomed and you're not feeling accepted and you're feeling like it's hella awkward, leave.
Mm.
I think that makes a statement too.
And I don't think you should overthink it. I think you deserve this either way it goes, because I'm just sitting here thinking, listening to you and thinking to myself of how surprising my mom the other weekend, like this wasn't even a thought for me.
Yeah.
You know, just that you're just something you just, you know, your mom is going to be happy to see you. So the fact that you're even going through this for me, I hate that for you. But at the same time, I certainly think you should do it. You should not overthink it. And like Kristen said, if the worst case scenario were to happen, you still can leave.
That's true. That makes me more nervous and more anxious about it, honestly, because just the thought that it might not go well is just nerve wracking.
I know it is. And I want to reiterate what Mo says. I'm sorry that your brain is even having to like process all these different potential scenarios. But as of right now, you're not going to know until you get there. So, you know, I really, really honestly don't think your brothers would put you in a compromising position.
Mm-hmm.
So go and go in. I wouldn't say go in with gusto, but just go in being Katie, and your dad will be happy to see you. You're going to have a lovely trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not meet all expectations, but it won't be the emotional blow that you might be building up in your head.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And literally, worst case scenario, if, you know, you are a people pleaser. We have established this.
Yes.
You're probably one of the worst people pleasers I've ever met in my entire life. If you are there and you aren't feeling loved or welcomed or appreciated, I want you to leave.
Okay.
That's not being selfish.
Mm-mm.
Like, if you are picking up any vibes that, are not comforting to you,
mm-hmm.
then you have every right to walk out that door.
Just like he did. Right.
100%.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm all going. Right.
But yeah, now, like, that's like worst, we're talking worst case scenario. So right. Here, you're going in, you're going to have a good weekend.
All right. I love it.
There you go. The pressure is not on you either.
It's not.
So don't be in your head about things that haven't even happened yet.
Okay.
Again, so much easier said than done.
I know.
And that came from the only thing
right. I'm like, I couldn't do it, but you try it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
It's one of those.
The Bird Show.